However, the humans now have to fight an advanced squad of hostile war droids, during which Greg finds himself betrayed by one of his companions. Without warning, the warp well sentinel transports him directly to the inner chamber and from there up to the forest moon. Greg gives the canister containing the Zyradin to Catriona and it permeates her, transforms her into a cloud of glowing motes that spread outwards and across the vast forest. The book ends with the cyborg Legion Knight taking possession of Giant Shoulder and using two of its Scion offshoots to unlock the warp well. Chell and Rory are trapped inside the Legion Knight's manufactory, under its pitiless control, while the factory implants enslaving biotech within them both. They will soon be set against their own people. Julia is trapped on a virtual beach controlled by Talavera, made to work on course data for lethal missiles. Talavera's plans as yet unknown. Teo Carlson and the Renegade Tigrans finally arrive at Darien and make contact with the anti-Brolturan resistance movement. Back at the Garden of the Machines, the Construct is examining the dead body of Robert Horst. But when the real Robert comes to join him, we discover that the expired corpse is that of a semi-organic simulacrum. The Construct now knows that the warp well on Darien has been unlocked and that the Godhead is behind most of the attacks coming from the depths of hyperspace. Once it has learned what Robert Horst has to say, direct action will have to be taken. For Darien, however, only hope and the uncertain power of fate and chance can help the colonists now. The fleets and the storm clouds are gathering for the final showdown. Main characters. Greg Cameron led the resistance against the Brolturan occupiers until the vital Zyradin mission took him to the forest moon Niviesta. Catriona MacCready, chosen by the biomass sentient Sagrana as its keeper. She received the Zyradin from Greg and was transformed by it. Teo Carlson, Greg's uncle, former major in the Darien Volunteer Forces, became involved with renegade soldiers from another lost human colony world, Tigra. Chiluvahar, or Chell, a seer of the Uvovo and close friend of Greg Cameron. Julia Bryce. She and her enhanced team were coerced by Corazon Talavera into upgrading nuclear missiles for the Spiralist invasion. Now they are imprisoned in virtual prisons. Cao Chi. After his time on Darien, he secretly went to Pyre, then partnered a Raug in a rescue mission to retrieve the human Sept Elders, captured by the Tigran's pro-hegemony military leader. Franklin Gideon. Captain of the Storm Lions Commandery and protege of veteran Tigran officer Sam Rawlins. He and his men were persuaded by Teo Carlson to throw in their lot with Darien. Robert Horst. Earthsphere's ambassador to Darien, he was sent down into hyperspace to meet the Construct, who sent him on a mission to track down the Godhead. The Construct. A machine intelligence created by the Forerunners more than 100 millennia ago to help fight the Legion of Avatars. It uses the mind state patterns of Robert Horst and his daughter Rosa to create new kinds of sentient simulacra.